Welcome to the Life After Kids podcast with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. We're getting real, raw, and vulnerable on all things midlife. We're sharing our friendship of over 20 years, and we're having honest conversations about our struggles and what it really takes to live a meaningful life after kids.
So brew your coffee or steep your tea and pull up a chair. Let's have a chat. Together, we'll rewrite the next chapter and show midlife who's boss. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Kids with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. I'm Dr. Brooke.
I'm Dr. Lynn.
Thank you so much for joining us again today, ladies. We have a, I don't know if I want to say great topic of conversation, an interesting
and needed. Funny is you get me off the cuff on this one because we had our wires crossed about what we were actually talking about. We just started recording for quarter two. And it is a good conversation, though. It's because, you know, we're getting older and our bodies are changing and we're women. And there are things that we're always going to want to change about our body. But getting to this age means accepting what is, right? And being kind to others. So we're talking about body shaming, not to do it. No, it comes up from an example.
Okay. And I always love when we have a conversation when you're not prepared and you're just talking off the cuff because we never know, who knows what's
going
to happen.
Where we're going.
Is body shame? Yes, body shaming. Is that the right word for it? I guess it is body
shaming. So why don't you tell the story about where this came from? Because, you know, there was a comment on YouTube on one of your posts.
Yeah.
And it was a reel that you did where you were looking good, dressed up, ready to maybe go out to dinner or something. And some person.
Yes.
Some male person made a comment.
Yeah. And so, you know, and before we jumped on to talk about this, you're like, do we even need to give this even a voice? And I, and to some extent, you're right. Like, because the more we talk about, you know, we make it bigger than it needs to be.
I'm like, don't do it. Don't do that to other people.
Yes.
And don't be so sensitive if somebody says something to you.
Yeah. And you're right. But I still think we should unpack this because I think we struggle with it too much as women. And I'm not, by the way, devastated by the comment in any way, shape, or form. I was just kind of like, it torqued me a little bit. Yeah. I mean, enough to say, let's have this conversation. But
so what did he say?
Anyway, so this is a reel where I'm like I'm talking about purpose. So I started on my bathrobe and then the bathrobe opens up and I've got on like jeans and a sweater. Like I'm ready to take on the day or take on my new purpose or whatever. And the wording in the reel was about like finding purpose in life now that your kids are grown. And anyway, he made a comment, something to the effect of, life after your kids are grown, you look like you're about to pop out another baby or something like that. And I,
what a knucklehead.
I like right away was
if
like,
you're listening,
oh,
and that
my
was you.
Gosh. But the reason I want to talk about this is because number one, why would I let it bother me? And it did bother me. And then number two, the next two things I did was text you right away. And you were like, who is that? Except she didn't say a-hole. Who is that? La, la, la. Let me like, I'm going to. And so it went to this whole thing. And then I think I texted another girlfriend that day just to get like reassurance, right? Like we're all in this together and, you know, whatever, some help. I don't know if help is the right word. I think just like making me feel better, maybe.
You know, I think what it is, especially on the internet, is people have not always the best intentions. And people do go on there to browse and comment and say things that will make them feel better by making somebody else feel worse. And you just have to see that for what it is. If he really and truly was being honest and was like, oh, are you pregnant? You know,
no, it wasn't,
but even still, you're not, you know, you're fit, you're healthy. I think at some point we just have to, if something affects us, then it's a point that we need to reflect on because somebody can only make us feel bad to the extent that we think that about ourselves.
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you bring up this point because I think this is where we would come full circle anyway at the end of this conversation, that You can't, nobody can do that to you, just like you said, unless you allow them to.
Right.
And
If somebody got on there and commented, "Oh my goodness, your hair's looking purple today," I would be like, "What is wrong with that person?" You know, because it's so out in left
you know it's not
field,
true.
you know it's not true. So you don't even give it a second thought.
Sure.
But if it's something that we're insecure about, and that's what people do, is they will, and for women, how many of us don't have our body as a point of insecurity, how it looks, how it's aging, changing, all of those things. I mean, it's a probably low hanging fruit for somebody who's looking to get a rise out of a woman.
Right. And beyond that, because once again, this is not like, this is not all about me or what's going on in my life. And this is not necessarily even a conversation around a comment on social media. It's a, just the bigger discussion of our, how can we be more comfortable in our own skins?
Yeah.
And for me, to your point, the reason why it struck me so much is because of all the things that concern me. I work hard on my body. You know, I do the best that I can. No, I don't do the best that I can, but I do pretty darn good, right? I
Yep.
exercise and move my body. I eat healthy. We both do. But if I have one area that's like a sore spot for me, it would definitely be my midsection because that used to be the place where I didn't gain weight. It always went for me, my hips, legs, and butt. And now, try as I might, and I'm sure a lot of you experience this too. Everything wants to go to the midsection. And a lot of that we could unpack that has to do with
We
hormones and menopause
right.
and
We
right
are
the
going to
need
do a
it
whole separate topic on
coming
weight
up.
gain and if you're in perimenopause.
Right. And part of that is the estrogen you need and it's fat deposit in the stomach. That's another conversation. But so for me, that's a little sensitive. And when I look at myself in the mirror, that's the first thing I see. So to have somebody comment on that publicly was really a dagger, right?
Well, and I've had that. So the other day, and I'm going to bring it back to social media, but again, we're whatever. But I made a grammar mistake on my reel, and oh my goodness, the grammar police came out. Like the sirens were going. And for me, that is something that's like, don't mess with that. I'm a perfectionist, and it was a mistake, but you can't change the writing inside the reel. You can only
Right,
change.
once you get it started.
Right. So I'm like, guys, what are you going to like rake me over the coals? What am I going to say? Autocorrect. Like, it got me this time. I don't know. Like, what do you want me to do? But I had to come back to that because it was really getting to me, like, especially after the third or fourth time. Because they're going to say what they're going to say. People are
Yes.
going to say what they're going to say. And we can only have control over our response to it.
Yes. And, you know, we're sitting here talking about comments that people are making on our feeds, whether that's Instagram or YouTube or it could be TikTok, wherever, because we're on all the feeds. And, you know, I'm sure people are listening to this going, well, hey, you're the ones putting yourself out there. You have to expect it. If you don't want to get the positive along with the
For sure.
negative, then don't do it. Right. So we take that on. And social media is a little bit of the Wild West, but these are things that can occur in day-to-day
Yeah.
life as well. And maybe it's not something that's said right to your face, but it could be something said to somebody else that gets back. I mean, you know, like things can come around and it might not be something that someone says. It could be us saying it to ourselves.
Yes.
And
Yeah,
that's
that's good.
where the problem is in that what how do we let go of that? And you brought up, you bring in a whole nother layer to this, talking about just in general the things that we don't like about ourselves. It might not even be appearance. It could just be holding yourself to a bar. That's so interesting that you went with, oh my gosh, my grammar's not right. And I went with, oh my gosh, I look like I'm pregnant.
Everybody has their insecurities, right?
Yeah, but it's interesting. And that's a very good point because what our insecurities are all different. I feel like most of us would agree though that we have some insecurities around our body, especially at this age. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yep.
And
For
if
sure.
it's becoming harder, this is the conversation I really wanted to unpack is because we're all getting older and our bodies are changing and our bodies are aging. So how do we create the space and the positive mindset to look in the mirror and love what we see and be content with
Well, I
ourselves?
think there's doing the work that you need to do to make yourself feel good. So if you look in the mirror and you're beating yourself up and you're not doing the work, whether that's eating better or moving your body better, then that's what you're really mad at. You're mad at yourself for the results. You're seeing the result of what you're not doing.
Fair.
Okay. And I do think we could all do a little better on that, right? So that's probably why, you do all the things, you do so much, but yet you'll still be hard on yourself
Yes.
when a comment like that is thrown. But it's never going to be perfect. So I do think that there's just accepting. And that's where it comes back to just really diving into what you really do love about yourself. So,
So good.
you love your discipline, like love your discipline instead. Like just fall in love with the fact that you are so routine. You're going to get up and you're going to work out every day, every, 5 days out of every week for the next 80 years, however long you're alive, and
That's real.
it's going to be, right? It's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah, I think that's true though. It focusing on your good, the things that you like about yourself, right? The things that
Yes.
you can be
I
grateful for.
remember.
And by the way, my response to him, and I think I knew it in my mind, and I said it, and I meant it when I said it, but I didn't necessarily feel it in my heart. And that's where my question is, how do you get to that place where you really feel it? Because it's easy to say it. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for me to make a response. It's easy for me to tell you listening, how you should feel, but how do you really own that? So what I said to him was, I actually kept it really light. I said, LOL, body shaming at its finest, LOL. I said, actually, this body gave birth to three amazing, healthy kids, and I'm really proud of every part of it,
Yeah.
including my stomach, because my stomach gave
There you
birth to
go.
those
That was the
children.
perfect
And that's the
response.
way we should look at it. I mean, regard okay, so it could be your stomach, it could be a weight you don't like, it could be anything. I think that the point is why we need to love our bodies more, regardless of how they look and regardless of things that we might point out that we don't love, because they're such a gift and they've gotten us this far.
Yes.
And most of you, I think probably all of you listening are moms, they've birthed amazing babies, and those stretch marks and the, maybe the bigger stomach or looser skin or whatever it is that you might look in the mirror and think, oh, thank goodness we have it. Because if we didn't, why are you laughing at me?
No, I mean, it's
It's
very, very
true. I
true.
mean, and I think
It's a
probably
great
there are people
reminder.
listening that need to hear it. Like, if we didn't have those things, maybe we wouldn't have the kids that we love so much.
I was just going back to your point where you're like, how do we get to that place where we just love? And it's, I think it's, I'm not gonna, you know me, I don't like to make excuses, but I think it's really hard because you can turn on the TV and just see a perfect woman, that's been airbrushed and filtered, and they're everywhere. So our standard is changed. Whereas I think going back to where our grandmothers grew up, like we weren't bombarded by all of that. It was like normal aging was much more accepted,
Yeah.
right? And I do think we've had this discussion before, but if it's something that's like super bothering you and you it's really affecting your self-esteem and it's you're consuming you with like, just unhappiness, maybe see if you can't get something done with it, like a laser, or I guess to my point, taking some sort of action, work out, eat better, whatever the body area might be. But if it's something that's not going to get affected, like by exercise and diet, maybe it is a skin issue or something, go see what you can get done within normal confines of all the amazing technology that's coming out without having to, hopefully. Oh, talk about body shape.
So many moms in the Life After Kids community are seeking more purpose now that their kids are grown. But over and over again, we hear this one thing: I don't know where to start. That's why we created the Life After Kids Goals Framework and User's Guide. It's the one tool you need to design your new chapter, and it will show you where to start. The best part is, it's free. Use the link go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework to get yours now. That's go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework. Let's get started redesigning our life today. If you're watching, you know what she just did. If you're not, she just looked at
That
herself
was
and
a
was
very
trying to fix her belly
unflattering.
and her
Yeah, I'm
jacket.
in a very
Why do we do
kinky
this?
jacket, right?
This is a perfect example. I like that. And you're opening up another conversation here beyond just your
Yeah.
body and your weight and where placement of the weight distribution
Yes.
is. Now we're talking about face too and how we look because we're changing there too. We're getting more fine lines and wrinkles. And there are two ways to approach that, right? There are, and I think we each have to figure out what is best for us. And to your point, we've talked about this before, but A, are you just super comfortable with the way you look and very happy with it, and it doesn't bother you at even in your deepest deep, and you're gonna ride the wave? Or
You're
B,
asking me
no, I'm just talking
just
to
in
us, to
general.
the all of us women in general. Or B, are you looking in the mirror, whether it's at your body, your face, and are there things that you don't love that you can do something about, or you want to do something about? And to your point, that could be exercise, it could be moving your body, it could be eating better. If it's your face, it could be getting the right body products or treatments, whatever, you know, some people choose to do injectable. Like, there's so many different ways to go there. I think it's just you getting really real and clear on what you want for yourself. And nobody can answer that question except for you. So, no guy on YouTube or friend or person on social media that's filtering themselves and making them look 20 years younger or whatever it is can answer that for you. You have to get clear on what is going to make you content and comfortable in your own skin.
So good, yep.
But and this is not just a vanity thing, because we've talked about this before too, and I know you'll agree with this, because when we feel comfortable and we feel like we look like our best selves and we're happy with the reflection in the mirror, now all of a sudden our emotional balance is better, even energy levels better. I mean, it all trickles
It
down, and it ends
does.
up trickling down to the biggest thing we talk about, which is finding your purpose and having more meaning and fulfillment. And if you're waking up in the morning and you're like, oh,
Well,
looking
your
at
outside
yourself,
is often a reflection of your
it
insides.
absolutely is. But to your point, there's a question of, do you just need to work? This is what I'm getting at. Do you just need to work and get more comfortable on the inside with yourself and more content with where you are, a little more self-love? Or are there things that that you don't like that you want to change? Like, there's a
I think it
fine
could
line.
be a balance of both.
I agree.
Because I do think that there are some really cool, like, why not take advantage of some of these regenerative medicine technologies that scientists are discovering and we've never been able to use
Right.
before? Like, for instance, injecting stem cells that are our, cells that are in our long bones that can become any cell. And, stem cells have been around for a long, long time, but now we're starting to use them in our face. Exosomes, which are parts of the cell that we can inject in our face. Why not do a little bit of that, but also do the work I think both. I think the answer's in both.
Yeah, and then I'm going to ask you another question, which is a little off the topic of where we started here, but it relates, is where is the line of, and I think only every individual woman can answer this for themselves, of just pushing back, like not accepting that we're
Yes.
aging and fighting that and pushing back and not accepting what is, right? There's a very fine balance. Like, this is a very
Yeah,
intricate
I think
conversation.
that it should just, for instance, I have a lot of friends that do some things to their faces, and I think they look beautiful. I think they are happy with it, and I think that it's none of my business how they feel about themselves and what they do, and I think it goes back to that. I think it's okay to want to do a bunch of interventions if that makes you feel good and whatever makes you feel young, whatever doesn't age you beyond your years. That's what I'm for. I think there are people that are pro natural aging and that's great. And I think they should, do that. That's great. But I don't feel like I'm in that camp. The camp I'm in is I don't want you to wake up in the morning and feel 5, 10, 15, 20 years older or look older than you are. So whatever you need to change to do that, ideally would be cleaning up your diet, first of all, right? Because you know that when you wake up in the morning, if you have alcohol, if you have sugar, you can see it in your face. You can
Oh
see it
my
in the puffy
gosh.
circles. Clean up there first, start there, then move your body because that's going to move your lymph around. It's going to, make sure you're detoxifying. You're going to
100%.
be, greasing your joints and cartilage, and you're going to feel more flexible and able to move. And then if you want to do some of those things and you're good with it, go for it. Now, I mean, am I going to look at someone and go, whoa, her face looks like it's, pulled back like a tent? If you really have something extreme, get prepared for people to say that, right? But if you're okay and you like it, then forget about what they think.
That's at the end of the day, that's what this comes down to is do it for yourself, whatever you're going to do, and let go of what anybody thinks or says about you. But it's just so dang hard. It's so dang hard to not care about, especially other women and men too. I think it can be that can be a
Only when it's
tricky.
about my grammar.
Only when it's about your grammar. It just depends. I guess,
No,
like, once again, we're all different.
I guess I haven't been in that situation. And so that's funny that that person knew. How did that person know? Right? Nobody said anything like that to me, except for they've said,
Said things
or
to
maybe
you about
they have,
what
and I
you're.
haven't noticed it. Maybe it's just the
It just,
things that
that's
stick
true.
out are the ones that bother you. So, and there are mean people. There are mean people, and newsflash, right? But honestly,
And
I
there
think
always will be, unfortunately.
it's taken me 49 years to really believe that. Like I guess I grew up in some Pollyanna world where I thought, my family is pretty just what I would call like regular people, pretty good people, I don't think I would, I don't see the point of trying to take somebody down, but I'm sure I've done it, right? So as I sit here, I go, well,
Well,
cast
none of us are
stones, right?
perfect, for sure. But here's another thing. I'm going to circle back to that conversation because, and you're so right, that's interesting. Maybe it is that we just notice it, or maybe it's, who knows why those were the things that point out. Because I've had people make comments on my face too. Like, I you remember way back the post that I did about natural aging on TikTok, and
Like, who
several
thinks
people were
it's
like,
okay to say
no.
that?
And I love when people start with no offense, but
But get ready for the offensive part.
it just newsflash in case you don't know. If anyone starts a conversation with you with
No
no
offense.
offense, be ready for the offensive thing coming. But anyways, like, no offense, but
But I'm going to offend you.
you're probably not the person that should be talking about natural aging with all the wrinkles on your face. And so I've had it from
So
all,
wrong.
which that bothers me less maybe than the, I don't know why, the abdomen, the belly comment. But anyway, I think here's the thing, and I thought this through because I did think this through over the next couple of days after that comment was made. And definitely I carry, for me, just this is just for me, this because we're all different, right? But for me and my body size and what I'm used to, I carry a little more weight in my abdomen now than I have over the course of the last however many years, right? And I could I work on that? Yes. But that might also mean that I cut out all the sugar completely. I don't have that piece of flourless chocolate cake or the sweet whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could do that, yes, but I'm thinking through my mind, like, do I really want to limit myself that much? Or up the workouts that I'm doing that much to get to a place where I don't see that anymore. And honestly,
If you're not willing to do that, then you have
you
to
have to
let it
let it
go.
go. And I will tell you, like, right now at this point in time, I might change my mind come the summer, but at this point in time, I'm just not willing to do that. Like, I'm in a really good place for a very long time. You know this. I had to really limit what I was eating because I was going through digestive stuff and mold and all of these things. And I've really gotten to the place that I can pretty much eat what I want without it affecting me physically, aside from gluten, right? And so I enjoy I'm enjoying my food. I
Yeah.
enjoy going to eat. I enjoy having the chocolate cake. I enjoy, and I don't necessarily want to give that up just so that I can, light what I see
The
more in the
pain of
mirror. It's not.
changing, like in the pain of what it would take to get you to that place, is not overweighed by, it's not outweighed by like the result for you. Like the benefit, you don't. So if you're going to change anything like that, because I've always thought about, I don't know why, and it's so hard, you guys. But somebody just commented the other day, they just did a bodybuilding contest at 51. And
That's amazing.
Love to do that. I really would. But the discipline
You
and the
hosted that a
work
couple
I
years ago.
did that it takes. I mean, it is like you have to measure everything you are eating for 12 weeks. So if you've done that, kudos to you.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I would be crazy if I did that.
Yeah, well, you would. You'd get very obsessive about
Yeah.
what you ate and how you moved. But you would have to come back to that why. Like you would have to have a pretty strong leverage piece. Like you wanted to show your kids you're super strong. You wanted to prove yourself to yourself that you could do this. Like anytime you're going to change, we talk about leverage, right? And you just have to have a strong enough, compelling reason to want to change.
Yep.
And for you, you don't have that. You don't have that, what you're saying. It's not strong enough or compelling enough to want to change your behavior.
That's right, because right, so in the past, it's always been about how I feel. And I felt so
And it
crummy
should be.
that I was doing whatever. Yes, this is the conversation. I felt so crummy that I was doing whatever I could to get healthy and to get the energy where I wanted. And now I'm there and still able to eat these things. So I'm like, I feel
Live it
really
up.
good. This is
Enjoy
the
it.
best I felt. This is the most energy that I've had. I can do my workouts with no issue. I'm sleeping better than I have. All of these things have fallen into place. Do I want to cut back on stuff just because I have a little bit of a belly that I don't want, a little pouch? I think it's always been, and I've said this to you before, for me, more about how I feel.
And it
And,
should be.
now on the flip side of that too, besides how I feel, if I had some blood work or whatever that ra was re raising some red flags as I age that I needed to cut back or do certain things, yeah, I think it should always come down to your health first, right? And how you feel. I don't think that we should have a free pass if you want to age well. I mean, I guess everyone gets a choice, but no free pass to just, I love myself. I'm going to eat whatever I want and do whatever I want, but your health is going like this and you feel like garbage. That's not, I mean, how are you going to pursue a purpose
Right.
or a meaningful life, right? But if you're healthy and you feel good, once again,
It's a
everybody
great
gets to
place to end.
choose.
Yeah. That was good. Do you feel
Good.
better?
I feel like I've gotten, I think I would just like to, I think just one thing and help me with this, because I know you want to wrap this conversation up and we will in 2 minutes. How, let's just, what comes to mind to, if you are struggling, if you're not going to do the things, but you just want to like what you see in the mirror, love what you see in the mirror more, how do we get to that place? For me, the first place would be, how are you talking to yourself?
Yes.
Right. And maybe that means we've talked about self-affirmations before. And I do mine on a rebounder, but maybe that means you get up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror and just
I think for
like,
me
I love you.
too,
You look amazing. You're
it
gorgeous.
right. I think it helps to remember that like there's things about Giselle's body that she doesn't like.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody
We all
has
have
this.
it.
Everybody has this. And what do you have that you do love?
Yes.
Focus on that. So I
Point
remember
out the
doing
things
that
that you do love.
exercise way back in elementary school at a retreat, and or maybe it was high school, and they asked you to make a list and list out the things that you do love about your body, and then accept what you cannot change or
Yes.
what you're not willing to change.
Yes. That's really good. That's a great place to end. Self-affirmations and make a list of things that you love about yourself.
Yes.
And you love about your body.
And remember, it's never going to be perfect. It's
No.
not about that. It's about how you feel.
Yes. And I think too, this just came to mind, when we talk about strength finders,
Yeah.
you always talk about, and we've had podcast episodes about this, when you're pursuing your purpose or what you want to do with your life, we have a tendency there too to focus on our weaknesses. instead of focusing on your strengths and building them up, right? And that's in your day-to-day, like what do you do best? What are you gifted at? We can have this same conversation and end this right here about our bodies and the way we look physically, right? We want to focus on all the bad things and all of our weaknesses, me laser focusing in on my belly instead of focusing in on the things that we really love about ourselves. And if we stayed there and we put the attention there, how much better would we feel?
100%.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up because I can see that you want to wrap it up. I can talk all day, and Dr. Lynn's like, okay, that's enough.
I said all I can say
I've
on
said all
this
I can
topic.
say, and we're
I think
done.
I said it when we started off. Don't do it to others and don't be so sensitive if somebody does it to you.
Yes. And by the way, hold space too for all of us. We've had this conversation, but hold space. If somebody's doing it different than you, that's okay.
Well,
If you're
and
an
if you're,
H,
yeah, and I think that if you're the one who's body shaming, then you're trying to make yourself feel better, and you're never going to get there that way.
no.
Tearing somebody down just doesn't work. You got to get out and you got to
Love it.
do
I
the
love
work
that.
on yourself.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you. I already said thank you so much for joining us. I'm losing my mind today. Make sure you're following us on all of our outlets.
Yes.
Social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We've got the private Facebook group. And we've got the website, www.lifeafterkids, where you can find all the things. If you go there, you'll have a resources button and it'll have all the free resources that we have for you and some of the other things as well.
Awesome. Thank you. That was good. It's always good to be back talking with you.
Have a great day,
Bye,
ladies.
guys.
Thanks again for listening to Life After Kids. When you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you liked our conversation, hit follow and share it with a friend. For more on Life After Kids, go to www.lifeafterkids.com. We'll be back every Sunday, and we hope you will too. Until next time,